I don't have no cows, no horses, no hogs, no chickens. Just wife and two dogs and a cat. That's our family. And this boy, I let him use my pastor. And all I have to do, or all he has to do, is just get there and holler, come on, come on, and them cows will come. And he can get out here. He lives 2 miles west of here, just the other side of that church you passed over here. Mm-hmm. He lives just the other side of that church.
Up on top.
And he has to come over here and feed those cows every morning, give them hay every morning. He comes over here, and if they're not up here, all he's got to do is toot that horn 2 or 3 times, and you'll see them cows coming.
There they come.
That's right.
When you were a boy, how did you used to call them?
Oh, just like she told you, sook cow, sook cow.
And the horses, did you have
I don't know if that in any special way. All I just had the I don't know, hard time.
Well, hunt them up, I guess. Well, sometimes they...
Pop, I had to hunt them up, imagine.
Had his horses trained to come when he'd whistle for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different people had a different way of getting them up.
And the pigs, did you have any special way to get the pigs in, or?
Oh, you can just do most any way they'll come.
I'm also interested in the kinds of sounds that the animals used to make, or still do. When a calf would be out there, what would you say? You could hear a calf carrying on out there. What would you say a calf is doing?
Blating.
And a cow? Sounds of cow?
No, cow bawl.
Well, some called it low.
Yeah, some did.
Some called it, always called it bawl.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
And how about the sound that a horse makes when it's about ready to feed?
They call that neckering.
Yeah.
And mule brays.
Mules. throws his head back.
My daddy used to have a plow, a mule, and had a bell. They rang a bell at noon, you know, leave the field and come to dinner. And whenever that bell rang, I didn't make no difference if your rows was 100, 200 yards long, if that mule was in the middle of the field, you didn't go no further. You had to take him out right there. If he didn't, he'd just go right across the road, plowing all towards the house.
He knew when that bell rang, that means quitting time.
He knowed it was his feed time, too, as well as yours.
They really have
and he'd take you right across the road, go right just straight as he goes to the house.
Got a mind of their own, huh?
So, but daddy knows when that bell rang, drop that mule traces and get ready to go to the house.
Did you have horses or mules to work with?
Mostly mules.
Mules.
We had horses. My first plowing, I might plow a little mare. My daddy just had one horse. He had a horse instead of a mule. Mm-hmm. And I was getting up big enough that I could go to plow it. So he went and bought a little mare, and the fella told him, it says, now anybody can handle her. Children can ride her. Said you can do anything with her you want to. So he brought her home, and he had plowed it, and he had cleared off I reckon it was about 3 acres of land, a new grass.